しゃ、猿を張り付けにしようぜ。
JapanesePod101.com。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
アキヒロです。
Peter here. Sights and Sounds No. 4 Train Ticket。
ナオミさん、アキヒロさん、はい、今日どうですか？どうですか？
盛り上がってます。
盛り上がってます。 We're getting excited。
はい
はい。ナオミさん、
盛り上がってます、もちろん。
Now, 盛り上がる means to get very excited. Can I say 盛り上がってますか？ Like ask youはい、Are you getting excited?
そうですね。
That's perfect.
All right, the reason I ask is because these sights and sound lessons are really, really interesting because on our homepage, JapanesePod101.com, you can see the picture that the story is based on. So every story in the sights and sound series is based on a picture, and the picture accompanies the lesson. Now, Akira-san, how about the picture for this lesson?
It looks like a train station.
Uh-huh. Which station?
原宿駅ですね。
原宿 station.Let's ask Naomi what she thinks of this picture.
Naomi さん、この写真どう思いますか？
たくさん人がいますね。
There are a lot of people.
切符売り場ですかね。
Yeah, place where they sell the tickets. And what's interesting in Japan is that most of the stuff is done with touch screens. The last time I was in New York, you know, we have some touch screen stuff, but not on the level of Japan. The rail system is really amazing. So most of it's touch screen, but the further I've been to places where you got to pay,Cash. So there is quite a mix. But for those of you who haven't been to Japan, really check out these pictures because they really add a lot of value to what we're doing here. So this is the place where you get the tickets. Now, today's conversation. What are we talking about, Naomi-san?
切符.
Tickets. Akihiro-san, what about these tickets?
切符とあとスイカ.
Tickets and then we have スイカ. Now, what is スイカ?
Watermelon? No.
True, the word suika is watermelon, but what's the difference between watermelon and this suika? Now, is there a pitch accent difference between the two?
I think so, a little bit different. Yeah.
Can you give us the two pronunciations? First, give us watermelon, Naomi-san.
Suika, suika.
And now, the train pass, suika.
Suika, suika.
Suika?
Watermelon?
スイカ。Train pass.
Train pass. Ah,
Naomi 先生ありがとうございます。Ah, pitch accent. Yes, this is something, again, we're going to work on over and over. All right, now the little pitch accent conversation taken care of. Akira-san,
はい、
what's the level of politeness here?
今回の会話も、とてもキャジュアルですね。
Yes, so we're going to talk a little more about the train pass, スイカ, after the conversation. Here we go.
切符買うからちょっと待ってて。
スイカじゃないのかよ。
スイカ？はあ？
ああ、そっか。昨日初めて日本に来たんだっけ？
新宿までいくら？読めないんだけど。
確か130円だったかな。150円かも。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
切符買うからちょっと待ってて。
スイカじゃないのかよ。
スイカ？は？
ああ、そうか。昨日初めて日本に来たんだっけ。
新宿までいくら？読めないんだけど。
確か130円だったかな。150円かも。
次は英語が入ります。
切符買うからちょっと待ってて。
Wait here while I buy tickets.
スイカじゃないのかよ。
What? We're not gonna use Suica?
スイカ? はぁ?
Suica? What's that?
ああ、そっか。昨日、初めて日本に来たんだっけ?
Oh, that's right. You came to Japan for the first time yesterday, didn't you?
新宿までいくら読めないんだけど。
How much is it to Shinjuku? I can't read it.
確か130円だったかな。150円かも。
I think it was 130 yen. It might be 150.
Akira-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
私も、最近 Suica を使い始めました。
So recently you started using Suica too?
はい。すごく便利です。
It's really, really handy.
はい。ナオミさんは Suica を使ってますか?
はい。Suica を使ってます。多分 Suica は東京のエリアだけですね。
あ、そうなんですか。
うん、大阪はスイカじゃないと思います。
Yeah, I think, as Naomi-san just said, Suica is for the Tokyo area only, not for Osaka.
Or Nagoya.
Or Nagoya.
Yeah.
あ、そうですか。
They have different, they have similar card, but they have different name.
Yeah. Now, what is Suica? Naomi-san, Akira-san, help us out here. What is Suica?
Prepaid JR card?
Yeah.
じゃなくて、そうですね。
Yeah, perfect.
はい。
A prepaid train pass. And what's so good about it is the turnstiles or the ticket gates in Japan can recognize this card through your wallet, through your pocketbook. And so basically, rather than going and buying a token or buying a train ticket, you save the time that you would wait in line. It's one touch of your wallet or one touch of that Suica card onto...The ticket gate, and you're through. So it saves you a lot of time. No more waiting.
そうですね。特に野球の試合を見た帰りとか、駅がすごく混みます。
So on the, like, after a baseball game, the station's packed.
そんな時、スイカがあると、すぐね、電車に乗れるから便利ですね。
And in those cases, you can get on the train nice and quick. Yeah, スイカ。So, very nice. It's kind of like in the US, we have Easy Pass. First, you know, on the highway, in the past, you had to stop, buy the token, put it in, and now automated that. So you just slow up and go right through. It's like the Easy Pass for people, for the train.
Ah, そうなんですか。
はい。Okay, with that said, on to the vocab. First, we have...
切符
Ticket.
切符切符
Now, can we have a sample sentence here?
切符買うからちょっと待って。
Now, this is close to what we had in today's conversation. Please wait. I'm going to buy a ticket. And this construction of からちょっと待って is quite common. Because something something からちょっと待ってください. Because I'll do something. As I'll do something. Please wait a minute. Please wait a second. Please hold on a bit. Can you give us another example?
電話するからちょっと待って。
As I'm gonna make a call, please hold on. Please wait a second while I make a call. We also have
電気つけるからちょっと待って。
I'll turn on the lights, so please wait a second as I'll turn on the lights. And finally
今行くからちょっと待って。
Please wait, I'm going now. Now this one is very useful, especially when you're late and speaking on the phone.今行くからちょっと待って。Please wait, I'm going now.
I should have said, 考えるからちょっと待って when Akihiro asked me.
Please wait a second, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Next we have.
待つ
To wait.
待つ待つ
Next.
待って
The te form of 待つ
待って待って
Next we have?
Suica.
Prepaid rail pass.
Suica. Suica.
Followed by?
昨日
Yesterday.
昨日昨日
Then we have?
初めて
First time.
初めて初めて
Now, this is used... a lot. And if you're coming to Japan and it's your first time here, you're going to use this over and over. And it literally means the first time. So it's the first time you do something, the first time to try something. 初めてです is it's my first time. Now we have some examples. Naomi-san, can you give us one?
初めて日本に来た
It's the first time to Japan. It's my first time to Japan.
初めてカンガルーを食べた
It's the first time I've eaten kangaroo.
Actually, I had.
Yeah, I okay, did.
You know, this sample sentence kind of made me think of, we have a lot of listeners who are kids, but the kangaroo, you know, like, the kangaroo is so cute. And how about, can we change it to, 初めてカンガルーを見ました? It's the first time I saw a kangaroo.
で、初めてカンガルーを食べました。
So it's the first time I saw a kangaroo and then ate a kangaroo. Lovely Naomi-san. 初めて Naomi 先生の本当の姿を見ましたね。It's the first time I've seen the real.
どういう意味ですか?
日本語は難しいです。わかりません。Let's move on. Next we have?
読む
To read
読む読む
Followed by
確か
To be certain
たしか確か
And finally
買う
To buy
買う買う
Okay, points of interest in this conversation. First line we have Jack-san, お願いします
切符買うからちょっと待ってて
Please wait a second while I buy a ticket, as I'll buy a ticket. Now here we have, ちょっと待ってて, two te's in a row. Naomi-san, can you give us that pronunciation?
ちょっと待ってて.
Okay, why do we have two te's?
I think this sentence is originally, ちょっと待っていてください.
And in casual Japanese, the ite would become just te. It would get dropped, as well as the ください. So...Remember, when casual Japanese, you can drop lots of things. The closer the relationship, the less Japanese there is.
そうですね。
そうですね。
Next point of interest is...
Ah, そうか。
Ah, that's right. So here the speaker realizes something. Oh, that's right.
昨日初めて日本に来たんだっけ?
Yesterday was the first time you came to Japan. Now, the point of interest here is the K at the end. So...This is used when you know something already, but you forgot it, and you either just remembered it, or you're trying to verify it. Here, Masashi is surprised that his friend Jack doesn't have Suica. Then all of a sudden he remembers, oh, that's right, he just came yesterday, right? So this K here is used that even though he kind of remembered, and he's almost 100% sure, he's still verifying it a bit here with this K. K is used to verify something you knew before, but...slipped your mind or you forgot about. And finally, we have the last line.
確か130円だったかな?
I'm pretty sure it's 130 yen.
150円かも.
150 yen, maybe. Now this kamo here, this is short for?
かもしれない.
Maybe. So I'm pretty sure it's 130 yen, but you know what? It may be 150. So kamo, this is used often in spoken Japanese. Whew!
素晴らしい説明でした。
いやー、ナオミ先生、素晴らしい説明ですね。What a great explanation, ナオミさん。
私、yeah. ピータさん
No, you. Pitch accent, that was great.
そうかな。
And Akihiro さん、I really like your intonation. Very, そうですね。Really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's gonna do it. See you next time.
じゃあまた。
じゃあまた。
切符買うからちょっと待ってて。
スイカじゃないのかよ。
スイカ?は
あ?ああ、そっか。昨日初めて日本に来たんだっけ?
新宿までいくら読めないんだけど。
確か130円だったかな。150円かも。